All stations, this is KE0FOE, Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with emergency traffic? Once again, stations with emergency traffic only. Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Youthnet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air, and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. The Skywarn Youthnet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, all Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014, the DMR Brandmeister Talk Group 31686, the ASUS Diffusion Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. The Skywarn Youthnet takes check-ins by asking for only your call sign first, and then by asking for the rest of your information after a queue is made. We first call for short-time stations, and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we open the Skywarn Youthnet to check-ins, I'd like to invite all stations, when we call you back, to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 89 degrees with clear skies. I had a high today of 91 degrees and a low this morning of 66, and I received about 22 hundredths of an inch of rain during the past week. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we jump into short-time check-ins, I have a weather trivia question tonight. And it has been a hot summer so far for many areas, especially in the central U.S. and parts of the East Coast, with plenty more to come. So tonight's weather trivia question focuses on heat. So, here is the question. The heat index combines air temperature with another factor to determine what the temperature actually feels like to the human body. What is that second factor? So please feel free to give a guess when I call you back. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. All right, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
KN6WOW, Kilo, November 6, Whiskey, Oscar, Whiskey.
N6ZAR, November 6, Zulu, Alpha, Romeo.
KD3HAN, Kilo, Delta 3, Alpha, Juliet, November.
All right, I heard three stations there. I acknowledge KN6WOW, N6ZAR, and KD3AJN. Before I go back to those stations, are there any more who would like to get in queue before I acknowledge? Please call now for the Skywarn Youthnet.
KL6GJ5,
CZI,
Gulf Whiskey,
Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Zulu, India.
All right, I copied two more there through the double. I copied KO6GWR and KJ5C Zulu India, Charlie Zulu India, excuse me. So I will now acknowledge. So I'll go first to KN6WOW. John, good evening. Can I get your location, weather information, and an answer to the trivia if you've got one?
KN6WOW returning, John in Porter Ranch, California. Our temperature is presently 90 degrees, clear blue skies with wind 10 to 16 miles per hour. I'm going to speculate, Caleb, on the reply answer for the trivia to humidity. Humidity. Back to Ned.
Okay, very good there, John. Thank you. I copy you are in Porter Ranch, California, with 90 degrees, clear skies, 10 to 16 mile per hour wind, and a guess of humidity for the trivia. Thank you very much for your comments. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear now with KN6WOW and go to N6ZAR. Scott, good evening. Can I get your location, a weather report if you have one, and a guess to the trivia?
Good evening, Caleb. Scott here in Eastvale, California. Currently 84 degrees. We had a high today of 87 with a low of 61. And I will also say humidity for the trivia. N6ZAR, back to you.
Okay, very good there, Scott. I copy you are in Eastvale, California, with 84 degrees currently, 87 degree high, 61 degree low, and a guess of humidity for the trivia. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with you and go to KD3AJN Anna. Good evening. Can I get your location, weather report if you have it, and anything else for the net?
Good evening, Caleb and everyone else on the net. This is KD3AJN. It's Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with a temperature of 73 degrees with 91% humidity. And the guess for the trivia is humidity. And can you do a proxy for N3DQD Ray in Beaver, Pennsylvania?
Okay, very good there, Anna. I copy you are in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with 73 degrees. Sounds much nicer than over here. With 91% humidity and a guess of humidity for the trivia. And I also copied the proxy for N3DQD Ray in Beaver, Pennsylvania as well. So thank you very much for your check-in and the proxy for Ray. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with KD3AJN and go to KO6GWR Rod. Good evening. Can I get your location and weather information and a guess to the trivia if you got one?
Good evening, Caleb, and good evening, everybody. This is KO6GWR, Rod, from Santa Clarita, but I'm on Echolink transmitting from Woodway, Texas, visiting my son. The answer to the trivia question is heat index needs air temperature and relative humidity. And also, it's 100 degrees out here right now. And it looks like we have a special weather alert. We have some thunderstorms blowing in from the northwest, so should be an interesting evening. Don't get to see very many Texas storms, so we're kind of all sitting out here in the backyard waiting for it to hit. So thanks a lot. Everyone have a good evening. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July. KO6GWR, clear, back to net control.
Okay, very good there, Rod. I copy you are currently in Woodway, Texas, with 100 degrees and severe weather on the way and a guess of humidity for the trivia. Thank you very much for that, Rod. And yeah, that's pretty interesting over there in Texas. I hope that not only is it interesting storm and safe, but that it can bring those temperatures down for you guys, because 100 degrees is not pleasant at all, even with low humidity, but I'm guessing you probably don't have low humidity. But either way, thank you very much, Rod, for your check-in. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with KO6GWR and go to Kilo Juliet 5 Charlie Zulu India. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, weather report, and a guess to the trivia if you got one? I believe the station that I copied before was Kilo Juliet 5 Charlie Zulu India. It was a double. If I am wrong, correct me and give me your name, location, and anything else you have for the net. Okay, a negative copy, but I'm pretty sure I got the call right. But if you do come back later on in the net, I'll get your information then. So, all right, that's the bottom on my list here. So I'll open the net one more time for short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
WB6, WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India.
Okay, I copied one station there, WB6WNI. I'll be right back. Are there any other stations who would like to get in queue for the Skywarn Youthnet before I acknowledge? Please call now. All right, I copied WB6WNI. Gary. Good evening, Gary. If you didn't hear, we have a trivia question, and the question is, the heat index combines air temperature with another factor to determine what the temperature actually feels like to the human body. What is that second factor? So if you have a guess, go ahead and give it to me, and give me your location and a weather report if you got it.
Yes, Kevin, good evening to you and Danette, WB6WNI, Gary, in San Jose. It is only 73 degrees, light wind and clear skies. I'm going to go with the trend of the guess of humidity. No other traffic. Back to you, Caleb.
All right, very good there, Gary. I copy you are in San Jose, California, with only 73 degrees. Yeah, that actually sounds pretty pleasant for California. Clear skies, a light wind, and a guess of humidity for the trivia. Thank you so much for your check-in, and I'll be clear with you. All right, I'll do one more call for any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Youthnet before I move on. Please call now with just your call sign, normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, I'm pretty sure that was a station. Unfortunately, you are too weak into the system you're going into. So if you can boost your power or move to a better location, please try again. I could not copy the call. Okay, station. Yeah, I'm still really struggling to hear. Maybe if you can speak louder or closer to the mic, maybe you could punch through the noise. Try one more time.
Whiskey Delta Zero, Romeo Echo Whiskey, WB0REW. That was me, Caleb, trying to check in on the KJ6QD Ionic Link now. Currently 83 degrees in Indian Point, Missouri. Now traffic.
Okay, I managed to hear you that time, WD0REW Drew in Indian Point, Missouri with 83 degrees via Echolink. Yeah, a lot of packet loss, but I was able to hear your station there. Did you have anything else for the net?
No further traffic.
Okay, copy, no traffic. Thank you very much, Drew. I'll be clear with WD0REW. I'll do one last call for any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Youthnet. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association link. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
Zulu November Hotel.
All right, I copied one station there, KJ7ZNH. I'll be right back. Are there any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system who would like to get in queue before I acknowledge for the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now.
Kilo, India, Seven.
Yes,
Oscar,
this is Whiskey, Seven, Victor, Yankee, Zulu, Mike from Bend, Oregon.
Kilo, India, Seven, Oscar, November.
Okay, I copied two more that time. I think the second station came back after the double. But I heard KI7ONN and then Whiskey 7 Victor Yankee Zulu Mike. So thank you for coming. So let me do the trivia question one more time for folks who haven't heard it. So here is the question. The heat index combines air temperature with another factor to determine what the temperature actually feels like to the human body. What is that second factor? So first I'll go to KJ7ZNH. I believe that's Ed. Good evening. Can I get your location, weather report, and a guess to the trivia if you got one? KJ7Zulu November Hotel. Can I get your name, location, weather report, and a guess to the trivia if you got one? Okay, negative copy, but I'm pretty sure that is Ed and Wiki Up Junction. All right, I'll move on now to KI7ONN. That was the station I heard first. Can I get your name, location, weather report, and a guess to the trivia? Go ahead. This is KE0FOE Net Control. Can I get a confirmation that I am being heard over in Oregon via the PRA system? Okay, negative copy there. Let me try the other station now. Whiskey 7 Victor Yankee Zulu, Mike, can I get a confirmation that I'm being heard and give me your location, weather report, and a trivia guess if you have one? Okay, I guess we are off the air on the PRA system. So I'm just going to try one last time for a generic call for anybody in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check in. Otherwise, I'm moving on. Please call now for the Skywarn YouthNet. This is KU0FOE.
Caleb, K7GND with a signal report for PRA.
Hey there, Larry. Go ahead, K7GND.
Yeah, Caleb, I just tuned over there, and for whatever reason you're in and out on it, it's dropping out, so it's a no-go for PRA. K7GND, back to net control.
Okay, thank you for that report, Larry. Sorry to hear it. I don't know why. I'm guessing it's something over on their system. But the link looks fine over here, I suppose. So actually, it looks like it's keying up randomly. Maybe we will drop it. Stand by. Okay, this is KE0FOE. I tried dropping the PRA link, and it worked, but now I cannot reconnect, so I'm guessing they are having some serious internet issues with their All-Star node. So unfortunately, it seems we cannot transmit over into their system. Maybe we'll try again later. But for now, I'm just going to move on. So we are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All-Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the ASUS System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
J7AGQ, Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Golf Quebec.
K7GND, Kilo 7, Golf November Delta.
Okay, very good. I copied two stations there, KJ7AGQ and K7GND for official check-in. Thank you very much. First, I'll go to KJ7AGQ. John, good evening, and a quick reminder that we have a trivia question. Here it is. The heat index combines air temperature with what other second factor? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer later. So KJ7AGQ, go ahead and give me your location, weather report, and a guess if you have one.
This is KJ7AGQ, John in Law Center, Washington. The current temperature is 80 degrees with 43% humidity and clear skies. And my guess to the trivia question is humidity. No further traffic.
Okay, very good there, John. I copy you are in Law Center, Washington, with 80 degrees, clear skies, 43% humidity, and a guess of humidity for the trivia. So thank you very much for that. And I'll go now to K7GND Larry. Can I get your location, weather report, and a guess to the trivia if you have one?
All right, Caleb, K7GND Larry in Florence, Oregon, where our low was 48, our high was 60. We're currently at 58 degrees, wind gust at 30 miles per hour. My guess is humidity on the trivia question. I did put a transmission out on PRA letting them know that Skywarn Youth needed to disconnect because of inconsistent receive from the PRA. K7GND, back to you, Caleb.
Okay, very good there, Larry. Thank you. I copy you are in Florence, Oregon with 58 degrees, 48 degree low, 60 degree high. Sounds absolutely lovely. With 30 mile an hour wind gusts and a guess of humidity. And thank you for your help with the PRA. Yeah, I've been trying to reconnect to their node on AllStar, and it's just not letting me. So I'm guessing something is gone horribly wrong with their AllStar node, unfortunately. So if you want to let them know, I don't know if Chris is listening or can do anything, but if he would relay, I'd really appreciate it. But thank you so much for your check-in and your help. I really appreciate you. So I'll be clear with K7GND and KJ7AGQ and do one more call. Are there any more VOIP check-ins for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz, serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet. I'll do one more call for check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
This is Kilo India 5, Whiskey Delta Mike, Donald in Osage County, Oklahoma.
KJ5, NON, Kilo Juliet 5, November Oscar, November Mike, non, Owosso, Oklahoma.
All right, good to know that the Oklahoma link is working. I copied KI5WDM Donald in Osage County and KJ5NON Mike in Owosso. I'll go to KI5WDM first. Can I get a weather report from you and a guess to the trivia, which is, again, the heat index combines air temperature with another factor to determine what the temperature actually feels like to the human body. What is that second factor? Go ahead, Donald.
Well, good afternoon, Caleb. This is KI5WDM. My answer to that trivia question is humidity. Humidity. And my conditions here up in the Osage Hills is 91 degrees with the heat index of also 91 degrees and a relative humidity of 60%. We have a slight breeze at like 2 miles an hour and not bad conditions at all, really. Stay out of the sun. That's all I've got for you, Caleb. KI5WDM.
All right, very good there, Donald. Thank you. I copy in Osage County. It is 91 degrees with a heat index of also 91, with 60% humidity, a light breeze, and a guess of humidity for the trivia. Thank you very much for that. And yeah, it's very interesting. We have sort of similar weather conditions. Over here in Branson, Missouri, I now have 84, or about 85 degrees, with 63% humidity. However, my heat index is 89.6 degrees, which is quite a bit higher. So I'm guessing that is because the temp is lower. So that's very interesting. Yeah, weather is very fun to learn and try to figure out. So thank you so much for your report, Donald. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with KI5WDM and go to KJ5NON. Mike in Owosso, thank you. Can I get your weather report and a guess to the trivia if you have one?
Hi, Caleb. Yeah, this morning it was 74. High of about 88. Currently 85. Humidity 65%. Heat index 91. And the answer for me is humidity, sir.
Okay, very good there, Mike. Thank you. I copy 85 degrees currently, 74 low, 88 high, heat index of 91, and a guess of humidity. Thank you very much for your check-in. I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
8OAY, November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee.
All right, I copied one station there, N8OAY. Dave, good evening. Can I get your location, a weather report from you, and a guest to the trivia if you have one?
Huntsville, Alabama. We have 75 degrees and 95% humidity, and that 95% humidity makes it feel a lot worse, which would be my guess of the trivia question. N8OAY.
Okay, very good there, Dave. I copy you're in Huntsville, Alabama, with 75 degrees, 95% humidity, and a guess of humidity for the trivia. So thank you very much for your check-in and the report. I appreciate you. I'll be clear with N8OAY and do another call. Are there any more check-ins from the Huntsville, Alabama area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. All right, nothing heard. I'll do one more call for check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters, 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
This is KJ6GQ, Kilo Juliet 6, Tango, Quebec.
All right, I copy one station, KJ60Q. George, go ahead. Give me your location, weather report, and anything else you have.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Good evening to you and everybody else on the net. This is KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri. We are down to a chilly 83 degrees right now, a dew point of 72. So still nice and humid here. I hope everybody had a happy and safe 4th of July. We certainly did over here. Did our share of fireworks, which are legal here in Missouri, and plenty of barbecue, and almost got rained out. We had a thunderstorm sweep through right around midnight, but we were just wrapping it up outside and got everything in the nick of time. Sorry to hear about these internet connections. Not quite sure what is going on tonight. I've been helping also behind the scenes trying to reconnect to the Pacific Northwest, and we just cannot make contact. So something's going on with All-Star tonight, it seems. So that's all I have. Back to you, Caleb. Everybody have a great week coming up. This is KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri.
Okay, very good there, Dad. I copy you are in Branson, Missouri, with 83 degrees and a 72% dew point. And yeah, it seems to be dropping like a rock outside because now it's 81.9 degrees. So I guess either our station's a little slow or it's just really cooling off. But either way, yeah, I had a wonderful 4th of July. I hope a lot of other folks did. And yeah, everything just seemed to really work out yesterday for us, so I hope it did for most people, because getting rained out when you're trying to do fireworks is very frustrating, but you know people are going to do more the next couple days, so if you have to be one of those people, go have fun. So thank you, Dad. I'll be clear with KJ6DQ and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Lakes area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet. Okay, no stations heard there. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. And a reminder, we do have a trivia question tonight, so I'll go over it one more time. The heat index combines air temperature with another factor to determine what the temperature actually feels like to the human body. What is that second factor? So any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet. All right, nothing heard. I'll now make a final call for check-ins from anyone, anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the net. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet. Okay, no other stations heard then. So before I close the net, I'll go over the trivia question one last time and reveal the answer. So the question was, the heat index combines air temperature with another factor to determine what the temperature actually feels like to the human body. What is that second factor? And the answer is relative humidity. When humidity is high, the body's primary cooling mechanism, sweat, cannot evaporate efficiently into the moisture. Saturated air, making it feel much hotter than the thermometer reads. So, congratulations to KN6WOW John, N6CAR Scott, KD3AJN Anna, KO6GWR Rod, WB6WNI Gary, K7GND Larry, KJ7AGQ John, KI5WDM Donald, and N8OAY Dave. A standby more follows. This is KE0FOE continuing. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn Usenet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Usenet is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night, and I hope everybody had a very happy 4th of July yesterday. From Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.